Pets Nest Parts, it's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Is Sharon available?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Thanks.
Thanks for holding. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Did you have a minute?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if you got my email earlier.
Yeah, I did. Saying
did
you were working on it and you thought you'd have
taken
care here. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I wanted to go over your file real quick here. Hopefully some of the questions aren't too repetitive. But so this is for S&S Parts LLC, and you were looking for working capital. And was there an ideal amount, or are you kind of still deciding on that?
Well, I had put $50,000 because I think I had gotten something from Arlette.
Okay.
I've talked to several different people, so I'm trying to keep track. I had gotten something from Arlette that said, you know, if you applying for like a line of credit right now, if you did 50, we could, you know, double that at 100 or whatever. So I kind of just put that number down because that was what I was getting from that. I mean, I got to be honest. What I really need is to just throw, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 in the bank because I need something to keep me over while I'm buying something and getting it resold over 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then I like to have it just for, you know, like if I've got to make a quick machine purchase and then I have to turn around and sell it, and sometimes they don't want to. If I got to buy it, they don't want to pay me for it until it's like a middleman. They don't want to pay me until they see it, that kind of thing. I do large purchases from overseas, so I've got to pay for them ahead of time before they sell, you know.
Do you get discounts for buying in bulk?
Yeah, I mean,
you do.
There are some things that we do, like that's why when we do our purchases overseas, we do large orders because we are getting a better discount, we are getting better pricing by buying it overseas, and by the time you do your freight and all that other stuff, it doesn't pay to bring it in small amounts. You need to bring it in bigger amounts, so then generally we're spending anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 at a shot.
Okay, so if you had additional funds, do you think that you would buy more inventory to get that discount, or do you think you would just kind of keep everything the same?
We probably would buy more, plus we're also getting into another, our business is expanding, so we're getting into another market that's going to require us to possibly buy some other inventory for this, for the, that we might, you know, for turnover, so... I'm trying to look ahead to the future.
Okay. If everything were to work out, what was your time frame for getting the funding?
Well, like I said, I mean, sooner is better than later, but it is what it is.
I mean, if we can get it to you next week, would that be helpful?
Yeah, that would be amazing because then I could – I'm going on a trip, and so I'm trying to line a lot of things up with it. And I have a big machine sale that's, like, in the process of happening.
Yeah.
So if I can have some things set up in line so that that's a smooth transition while I'm not here, that would be amazing.
Okay, perfect. So some things I did want to go over were the credit, which came in at about 618. I'm not sure if they went over that with you.
Yeah, that was my personal credit, yeah.
Yeah, so 680 is kind of the national average, so we do look at that. It's not the sole factor when deciding on approvals on these loans, but definitely something to consider. I think maybe just paying down some of the existing debt, because you're not late on anything. I think it's just there's...
Right, and that's my thing, that like right now, and that's been my issue, is that, got to be honest, if you looked at my balance sheet right now, you would see that my company owes me $56,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's because I've been having a cash flow issue. I've got, you know, I have a client that I have... that I'm taking to court down in Florida that owes a lot of money. Well, you know, that's what happens in these businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know it too because people don't pay their bills.
And
this is a whole other crazy mix up that's not even, in all honesty, has nothing to do with anything that we did, but the guy's somebody's trying to stick it on us. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But, you know, when you're looking at $18,000 holding up your cash flow, it kind of puts a brink on things. So I have it. Normally, I've been paying. I take my money when I get paid, and I try. I run everything off my personal credit cards, like all my kids' expenses and all that stuff, and I try to pay it at the end of the month. That way,
yeah.
I'm not jostling my bank, my personal bank account, and risking fees. You know, like
right.
because I don't keep track of the $15 at this thing or the $10 at this other thing. I put everything on my credit card, and then I try to pay it off at a monthly. Pay it off at the end of the month.
Yeah.
But because
yeah.
we've been adjusting to this cash flow due to certain slow paying customers, that has slowed my ability to do that on a monthly basis.
Right.
So,
and we understand that. That's kind of what the main use of this program is for
right.
Inventory and people that are, you know, net 30, 60, 90. They're waiting to get paid. Trying to expand their business, and they just need some capital to do that. So that's kind of what this program was designed for. I'm not sure if they went into any detail on how this particular program works.
No, not really, because
no.
here's the thing. Arlette had called me at the beginning. It had called me, I don't know, maybe in August, maybe the earlier part of September, and I really
mm-hmm.
wasn't interested at the time. And
yeah.
then a couple of other things came up. And then this whole deal came up with this sale of this machine. And in order to make that deal happen, I needed to throw in some of my money,
right?
Because the guy didn't want to put a deposit down on it, so I had to put my money towards the deposit so the company would hold the machine.
Okay.
And so that just tightened my belt. And I thought, okay, I had gotten something in the mail, and I tried. I had just gotten something in the mail from OnDeck like the same day it happened. So I thought, okay, that's kind of a karma weird thing. Let me try this out and see. They don't like my industry. They didn't even look at my finances or any of that stuff. They just
yeah.
said, no, we're not really interested in your industry because it said farming. I don't think they really looked at it too closely to figure out what kind of farming. They just said no, so I just left it at that.
Well,
and then I went through my emails, and I remembered I had spoken with somebody not long ago, so I thought, mm-hmm. oh, and that's when I found Arlette again, and then I just filled out the application and turned it in. So I didn't really
okay.
even investigate it very much.
What is your SIC code? Do you have just one main SIC code, do you know? What you would fall under in terms of, because I know that your industry is a little bit restricted. So we kind of see that as well. But
yeah,
we're showing mining.
I don't really know for sure. Sometimes I think I put 11, sometimes I put 12. But here's the thing is that with our business, we sell parts for like conveyors, you know, like you see UPS or FedEx has the things that move their packages in their
yeah.
warehouses.
Yeah.
So conveyors are pretty universal. The only one that you have to be really careful about is anything that would be food grade standard. So we don't really go there because we're machine grade. But we can sell conveyors to any company in the entire country that has a conveyor because
okay.
we have all the parts for those things, the rollers, the bearings, the belting, all that kind of stuff.
Is
so
that mainly what
business.
You sell are things related to conveyors?
We sell the parts for conveyors, crushing equipment, which is big pieces of equipment where they throw concrete from torn up expressways or run down old buildings
yeah.
that they tear down. They throw all that stuff into these machines and break it down, and then they resell it back to the concrete companies or recycle
okay.
it.
So we're seeing a lot of the mining industry, which is a little bit
yep.
more restricted as well.
Yep.
So,
we have a lot of customers that are sand and gravel pits. Yep.
Okay. So I want to let you know how this program works, and then from there I'll let you know what we've approved you for. And we
okay.
have a lot of different options, so we can kind of play around with the term and the numbers and that sort of thing. In
okay.
terms of issuing the funds, we can usually turn that around within, I would say, 2 to 3 days on this particular program. So getting you funded next week wouldn't really be an issue.
Okay.
We approve you for the max amount, which usually ranges from about 10 to 15% of yearly gross revenue. And that's
okay.
what we feel comfortable lending to a business. We don't want to lend too much money, but we want to
right.
lend enough where they can really utilize the funds, they can grow their business, buy their inventory, get a discount, and hopefully, you know, build the business. That's what these funds are meant to be used
right.
for, not to take the money and have it just sit there because it just wouldn't make sense for this particular program. So what we have approved is a max amount of $108,000
Okay.
You can
okay.
choose how much you'd like to take, though. So you could either take the full amount, or maybe you only need 50 or 70,000. We can look
okay.
at those options as well. So that would be your max approval. The longest term for repayment is going to be 15 months, with the option to refinance in about 7.5 months.
Okay.
So whatever term you choose, you can refinance the loan halfway through, which means you will usually qualify for a better rate and a longer program, and sometimes they'll raise the loan amount for you for returning clients. So that's
okay.
kind of how that works. I want to give you maybe some options at 15 months and maybe 12 months so you can kind of see the different pricing. Typically, the shorter the program, the lower you'll pay back overall. But
okay.
what we see with these programs is about, you won't see an APR. There'll be a fixed cost to the funds. And we usually
okay.
will see anything between 15 cents on the dollar and about 30 cents on the dollar. And anywhere in between, some of our longer programs could go up above that. So it really just fluctuates, and we can kind of customize it to make the most sense for you. But all the programs, you can pay them off early, get a discount, and then you would get a tax write-off as well because it's a business loan. It's going to go on your business credit, not your personal credit. So in your situation, that's a very good thing because you wouldn't want another $100,000 on your personal credit because that's going
right.
to bring your credit score down. So it's
right.
really good to separate
and
the two.
The other issue, too, is a lot of things for the business apply towards my
yes.
credit, like my car. My car, the business actually pays for my car, but the loan is in my name.
Yeah.
So
I think that's really good because you don't want all that extra debt on your personal credit because it's just going to bring it down. So
right.
Do you think the 12 and the 15 months would work? Did you want something shorter?
You know what, I, like I said, not knowing what your program was, whether was it like a flexible line of credit where you grabbed $5,000 or $10,000 when you needed it or whatever it was, I wasn't sure, so I had not considered that. But
okay.
no, I think those are fine. I mean, and if we need to, and if we write it for a smaller amount of time and then redo it, that's fine too.
Okay. So the only thing is what I would take into consideration, and I want to give you a few different options so you can really just compare. The only advice I would say is really think about what your needs are going to be here in the next, say, 7 months, or if you choose a 12-month term, 6 months, because we won't be able to give you any additional funding until that point. So you really want to think, you know, how much are you going to need here coming up on projects or whatnot. But ultimately, it's up to you, whatever loan amount works best. So with that being said, I'm going to send you terms for the highest amount. And then what
okay.
is the second amount you would like to see as well?
Okay, so for the 108 or another amount?
Yeah, I didn't know if you were just set, yes, you want the 108, or if you want to see something that's going to be lower as well.
Can we look at like 60?
Sure.
Not too far down.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
And so I'll send you a 12 and a 15 month option. This particular
okay.
approval, so the way it would work is those funds would be wired into your business bank account, and then
okay.
it's completely up to you what you want to use the funds for. We don't
okay.
follow the funds. And
right.
we don't. There's no collateral or assets that are used for this approval as well. So that's good as well. But the loan would be paid back on this particular approval. It would be paid back daily, Monday through Friday. So it's just a monthly payment broken down to an automatic ACH payment. So it's a micro
okay.
payment that would come out. It's nothing that you have to, you know, make a payment on. It would just come out automatically. So we do have weekly options, but we didn't get approved on the first approval. So down the road, that may be something that you can get approved for.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. I'm going to go ahead and email this out to you.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
When would that payment?
It usually starts a few days after the wire has been sent.
Okay.
And then the prepayment options, they'll be based, so we will customize it for you, and it would be in your loan agreement. And it would basically be, the discount is based off the month you pay it off. So you'll see it'll be tiered. It'll say, if you pay it off between months 4 and 5, this is the discount. 5 and 6, this is the discount. 6 and 7. So it's very clear as to what the discount will be. And that's because as the loan goes on, there's less interest. So the discount wouldn't be as high if you paid off, say, in month 11 opposed to month 4. So it's all broken down for you, though.
Okay.
Okay. Right, I will send this over. Did you have any other questions?
No, I don't think so. I'll take a look at it, and if I have some others, I'll call you back.
Okay. And should we follow up with you maybe next Monday, Tuesday? What do you think?
You guys are a couple hours behind me, right?
We are. We're Pacific time.
California time?
Yes.
I might even get with you later today, or I might even email you over the weekend, and then you would, you know.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take it from there.
All right, great.
All right, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.